dinner table at the Shea family farm was hardly this peaceful, serene sort of image that I'm sure all of you have around your dinner tables. So I just need you to use your imagination for a bit, since I know it's so foreign to you, but the dinner table, especially when all of us kids were home, was one in which you had one person trying to talk over the other. And when they weren't being heard, it was one person shouting over the other. And so when you wanted to make a point, especially if you were sure you were right, the way that you got that point across is you just simply talked louder so you could be heard. And then it became this whole cacophony of noise. But you know, there was something actually healthy about that. Because, you know, we were sitting around a table, we were face to face, and if my brother and I were arguing, we still had to go out and work together. We were still going to be around that table the next night as well. That we could have disagreements, we could have fights over the stupidest little things or the most important things in the world, but we still had to live together. And so, yeah, it was this just mess of noise and food everywhere if you get a little bit. But that person-to-person contact was so important. I don't have to tell you that that cacophony of noise, that storm of voices, is very much the world we live in, but it's very different from that, isn't it? So much of our world today is overtaken by this storm of noise. But oftentimes so little of it is actually in person, isn't it? Tell me, when's the last time in the last six months, where you've watched cable news and you left there after watching it upset that it's taken away your peace? That you've watched CNN, Fox News, and it's left you just sort of numb? That's not peace. When's the last time you were on Facebook and you left just with this peaceful, just deep, joyful feeling? Or how much of it is you get these comments, people put something on there, and all of a sudden this sort of, perhaps even righteous anger starts stirring in you. And you feel the need that, well, we had to put out the voice of truth here. And you get in this long battle, which maybe it's someone you know, but it doesn't matter. You're not face to face. It becomes all impersonal. Do you know what's lost in the midst of this? This way in which we live in a world in which the only way your voice is going to be heard is if you get louder and louder. We miss almost entirely the voice of God. Because he is not like that. He is the furthest thing from that. God doesn't speak. He doesn't speak in these ways in which he comes crashing in. It's only in the rarest instances with Paul. So rare that you can name him almost on one hand. God doesn't speak in a way in which his voice is the one that overpowers all the other ones. In fact, the way he speaks is it's almost so easy for us to ignore because it's the quiet voice. He speaks, we hear the psalmist say, proclaiming peace. He speaks in a way that's gentle. The way that the world and the way that the evil one, the devil, speak is always a way that's accusatory. It's loud, insulting, mocking, shaming. The Lord speaks to us in peace. Now, he's never promised that there will be peace in this world, but what he has promised and what he desires for you is for there to be peace within your soul. Those are two very different things. He wants more than you do for there to be a peacefulness within your soul. And we live in an age, much longer than just the last 6 months, in which anxiety, in which screaming voices become the normal state of our soul. One voice trying to get over the other one, and usually we choose the loudest one as the one we follow. What this means with this state of peace in the world and in our soul, what this means is that you can be living in a world in which it's a storm that's going on around you, and you can have peace in your soul. But what we often let happen, instead of the peace of Jesus Christ, which is his presence, his real presence within us, instead of allowing that to be something that's present in the world, that we bring into the world in real relationships of our family, our coworkers, our neighbors, real relationships, bringing a real presence of Jesus Christ into that, bringing his peace into the world, do you know what most of us do? We allow the storm that's going on the outside to enter into our soul. That we lose that peace. You want to get rid of that anxiety. When you turn on stuff, you lose that peace right away. Turn away from the storm. Our problem is we're focusing too much on the storms themselves. Do you want to live a life in which you actually have peace and you're able to hear the voice of Christ? For the next 5 months until the end of the year, don't watch any more Fox News. Or CNN or MSNBC, whichever is your favorite, I don't care. Don't watch it. Get off of Facebook for the next 5 months. Just deactivate it. You're not going to miss much, I promise. The next stuff that's going to be on all that in the coming months is not going to bring you peace. And it's going to drown out the voice of God. Now you may think, wow, Father, that's just not possible. It does sound impossible, doesn't it? Like walking on water. But what Jesus desires is for you to turn away from the storm, stop focusing on that, and turn back and turn your focus onto him. You notice Peter in today's gospel, when he has his vision set on Jesus calling him to himself, even though the storm is still going on, there's a sense of calm. There's this peacefulness, and he's able to do something that he's not able to do on his own power. He walks in the water toward Jesus. But what happens when Peter takes his focus off of Jesus and onto the wind and the storm and the rain? It's then he begins to sink. It's then that peace which the presence of Christ gives is lost. You're not going to miss much if you just give up all that cable news. Get off of social media. What you will miss, though, with that is oftentimes his voice. Hear him calling to you, telling you to come out toward him. It's there that the peace that you desire and that he desires even more for you is found.